USA Radio News.
Chief Justice John Roberts came out and said he was thankful for an independent judiciary. He also said we don't have Clinton judges, we don't have Obama judges, and we don't have Trump judges. The comments come one day after President Trump called the judge who ruled against him an Obama judge. The Thanksgiving holiday getaway is well underway. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky is speaking to travelers arriving at the busiest airport in the country, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
Brooke just arriving here in Atlanta from Baltimore to head to see her grandmother.
A happy Thanksgiving, Meemaw. Love you much.
And is ready to eat the best thing she makes.
Stuffing, obviously. My grandmother makes a killer stuffing.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 1 point to close 24,465. The NASDAQ gained 63 points, and the S&P was up 8. The markets will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Over 800 people are still unaccounted for due to the massive campfire in Northern California. Evacuations are now happening at the Chico Walmart due to rain. USA Radio Network's Wendy King is there.
Firefighters continue to make progress, and the fire is now 75% contained. I'm here at the Walmart parking lot, where people are now being evacuated due to heavy rain in the forecast.
My name is Efren Tavazan. I am to a victim. I survived.
Did you lose your house, Evan?
Yes, I did.
Also with me is a proud, disabled pastor from Paradise who is giving everything for his surviving congregation.
Jerry? Pastor Jerry Lingenfelder, I lost everything from the fire. And I've been here since day one, giving, not taking.
Reporting from the Walmart parking lot in Chico, I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
A flash flood watch is in effect for Northern California as well. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's always a good thing to remember our servicemen and women who are serving abroad during the holiday season. I had a chance to chat with Republican Congressman Steve Scalise about what is being done to help veterans out.
Well, Tim, I first want to thank our men and women in uniform for the sacrifices they make and for their service to our country and what they do to keep us safe. We need to be there for them, especially when they come home from battle, many who are injured and need real serious care at the VA. And frankly, we saw that the VA was letting too many of our veterans down, not giving them the care that they needed. And that's unacceptable. One of the things we passed legislation in Congress to give our troops a pay raise, one they haven't had in years, that they've earned. We've also passed legislation to allow veterans to go to the hospital of their choice if the VA is letting them down. You know, the VA is there. It's supposed to be there to serve our veterans who need help, and they weren't doing it in a number of cases. And so if that's the case, a veteran shouldn't be dying waiting on a waiting list. They ought to be able to have the choice to go somewhere else that is willing to treat them, and we passed legislation to do that. So we need to continue to make sure that our veterans have all the tools that they need, not only to train safely, to be able to be the best fighting force in the world, but when they come home, we need to take care of them and as well and give them the proper respect they deserve for protecting our freedoms abroad.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.